I promise that you'll never find another. Bumps. Created and written by Lucy Montgomery and Reese Thomas. In the driveway of a house, a 60-something-year-old blonde woman accidentally lets go of some party balloons that rise into the sky. She's carrying a cake as she rings the doorbell.
Hello, darling.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah, they've pinned them back. Lovely.
They are a bit sore.
You're very brave. I've got some goodies in my bag just for you. Oh, she's had quite enough sugar for one day. Do you want type 2 like your father?
What, Anita?
Should know better.
Mum, finally. Why do you make me come? I don't know anyone.
She's talking about your entire family's in the back garden. How long have you been here?
This long.
You said congratulations to Nan and Grandad yet?
No. There are too many people and they're talking and eating. They keep spitting fishy dips in my eyes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Anita. Well, I like your outfit. Oh. It's different.
Came by the Bermuda Triangle, did you? You're only 2 hours late.
What's that? It's my backup cake. We know how scatty you are. Mum, Dad, would you like a slice of mine?
Oh, no, thanks. You've already had some of Barbara's.
Anita samples some of Barbara's cake from a plate.
Too dry. It's like eating sand. Now you're finally here, we can do that photo.
OK, big smiles. That's lovely. Now, we want one of just the family. OK. Now, if everyone could hold their partner's hands. Lady on the end, where's your partner?
I ain't got one, darling, unless you want to come and hold me hand. What?
OK. Now, all of the daughters with Mum and Dad. And if you could line up in age order with the youngest on the left.
What are you doing? I'm the youngest.
You're only as young as you look. And you really are at the wrong end of the line, mate.
You two behave yourselves. You're not too old for a beginner.
Such a shame Joanne couldn't be here. Mum and Dad did request that all the grandchildren be present.
She had to work. My kids make their own money.
OK, everyone's smiling.
That's the host, isn't it?
Bank of Mum and Dad. At least I had something to give them. We gave them love, not money. You should try it.
How is Joanne? Busy?
Brushed off her feet.
She's at the pub.
Oh, my God, what a twat!
I'd love to see you have a go on that.
Would you like that with you?
Yeah.
All right, watch this.
No. I don't believe it.
Oh, my God.
She's going to have a go on that thing. Hang on a minute.
Like, you're filming it.
Oh, easy.
She climbs onto the one-wheeled scooter. And she crashes.
Don't you ever bloody die. No one understands me like you do.
Oh, shut up, you silly sod.
Violet! Come and have a dance. Why don't you and Hayden have kids? I think it'd be good for both of you. You can do that these days. Look at Elton John.
Anita, I've already got something that cries, screams and throws up every day.
But I'd look after it for you. You two wouldn't have to lift a finger. I'd be a brilliant nan. I'd feed it lovely fresh food and dress it all in white. I feel like I've got all this spare love and nowhere to put it.
Sounds like a great idea. That's never going to happen.
How do you adopt or foster? I have looked into that, but they don't like to place babies with older people. And the whole point is, I want a baby. I don't want some spotty teenager telling me to piss off every 5 minutes.
JJ.
Speaking of which,
can we go now?
Your mum thinks we should have a baby together.
What, to paper over the cracks? I don't think there's a baby big enough.
Anita's watching a video on her phone when she arrives at her home in Frinton-on-Sea.
Game show. Answer 8 questions correctly for your chance to win a share of £15,000. Okay, first question. Are you ready? Complete the sentence. 2 peas in a what? Salad, pod, or pan?
Pod. Even I know that.
The answer, of course, is pod. We lost 6 people in that round.
Bloody idiots.
Oh, sure it's 2 peas in a pan.
Clay puts his phone away. He's sitting beside Joanne, who's in a hospital bed.
You gonna talk to me or what?
Yeah.
This is fun.
I hate hospitals. The last time I was here, I was 12. I had a cyst removed from my ball. Surprised you haven't noticed the scar.
I don't wear my glasses when I go down the business end.
She sighs. Then he starts patting his trousers and slapping his feet on the floor.
You can go if you want.
Can I? See you later then, yeah? Get well soon.
A consultant walks in.
Miss Cowgill, the X-ray results are back. You've got minor concussions, so we're going to keep you in overnight.
Oh, great.
Listen to me, Joanne, is it? You cannot be drinking alcohol and doing silly stunts like this when you're pregnant. You're putting your baby at risk. It's extremely irresponsible.
Baby? Sorry. Hang on. What?
You're pregnant?
No, that's impossible. I can't have kids. My wiring's all, like, wonky. Yeah, the doctors told me that when I was 15, so I think you must have got your little samples muddled up.
No. You're definitely pregnant.
Anita's drinking a glass of wine. She plays on her phone.
Q3. What's the age of the oldest woman to give birth? 51, 63 or 74?
51.
They're all pretty up there, aren't they? The answer, can you believe it? 74 years old. Yes, Neelam Balakrishnan is the oldest woman in the world to ever give birth. She had twins in 2019.
Now Anita's searching the internet, looking at news articles entitled Woman 74 Becomes World's Oldest Mum, and IVF treatment played a key role in the miracle birth. After searching for fertility treatment for over 60s, she clicks on a link which takes her to a Dutch website with a photo of a newborn baby at the top. She takes a sip from her glass of wine, but then spits it back into her glass. Later, Anita's sanding down a beach hut at the seaside, while Barbara sits outside.
Neil didn't get that job in the end. Couldn't fit into the outfit. I mean, he is a big lad, but the doctor did say it's good fat, not bad fat.
Here. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. Saw it on Loose Women. I think it's disgusting. So did the Nolan sister.
Really?
Yes. Who would want to have a baby at that age? It's against nature.
I didn't think it was that bad.
She's older than the NHS. It's irresponsible. I mean, she's not going to see that baby through primary school, is she?
She might. Look at Mum and Dad. They're almost 100.
No one complains when Mick Jagger is a baby in his 70s, do they?
That's different. He's not giving birth, is he? He's just rolling his stones.
Well, actually, you know what? I think if they love it, he can't be wrong. Simple as that.
No, it's balmy. Why would you want to have more kids anyway? Imagine going through all that again. Grown-up kids are trouble enough as it is.
Speak for yourself. Mine are no bother.
Barbara gets a call.
Joanne. Yeah, she is with me.
She looks at Anita.
Oh, dear.
Joanne's in the waiting area at the hospital.
Crashing a unicycle at your age? What are you, a bloody clown?
Oh, Mum, please, don't give me a bollocking. I've had an awful night. Someone was getting their stomach dredged on the other side of the curtain.
Well, you should know better. And that potsy boyfriend of yours is just as bad encouraging you to do all this. It's high time you grew up and started having some responsibilities. I was married and divorced with two kids by the time I was your age. Are you listening? What's the matter?
Nothing.
You couldn't even be bothered to turn up to Nan and Grandad's wedding anniversary.
What?
You were the only one who weren't there. Even Aidan came and he hates other people.
He didn't tell me about their anniversary.
I texted you.
Oh, hang on a minute. What do you mean, this text?
Yeah, no, I didn't actually get to the end because my battery got bald.
You shouldn't have needed reminding. You're a big girl now. I can't do all your thinking for you.
Oh, come on. Your side of the family is massive. Every weekend there's a birthday or an engagement or a wetting the baby's head or a 21st or a 70th. Do you know what? The only thing we don't get invited to is funerals. That's because none of you ever bloody die.
You are a cheeky gal. Do you want to lift home or not? Listen, why don't you come and stay at mine tonight?
Oh, thanks, Mum, but I can't. I need to go and talk to Clay about something quite serious.
Oh, good. It's about time you gave him the boot.
She gives Anita a look, then slumps in her chair. Now gliding over the long golden sands of the gently sloping shoreline, then a small residential suburb nestled amongst trees and fields. Anita arrives in a large grey van at a man's large modern house.
Hello. Oh,
shall I put your shopping in the kitchen, Mr. Devine?
Yes.
In the kitchen, Anita unpacks a shopping bag.
Now, you don't put the meat on the top shelf because it'll drip all over the veg. It goes at the bottom. This is off. It's got fur on it. And what is this?
That's a pepperami. Well, it was a pepperami once it was...
Oh, this needs emptying.
I know. I've been meaning to do that.
Now, you know you've only ordered one bag's worth of shopping?
Mm-hmm.
You can get all this in the co-op round the corner. It'd be cheaper too.
Then I wouldn't get a chance to see you, would I?
Now, you've only got one substitution. There was no garlic, so they replaced it with an Osram 60-watt bayonet.
Why?
Both bulbs, I suppose. Listen, I don't do the picking. Between you and me, the pickers are a bit soft upstairs. Shall I put these in a vase?
Those are for you, actually, Anita.
Oh! You know my name.
Anita. Onion Van. They always send me a text.
Of all the vans they could have given me, and they lumber me with bloody Onion Van. Why can't I be a vegetable that doesn't stink? Something exotic, like...
Yam Van.
Yes, yeah, Yam Van. Yam Van, I like it.
Yeah.
You could work for the supermarket naming vans.
Oh, bees being a pilot.
A pilot?
Yeah.
I knew you were clever by your Dutchie marmalade.
Yeah, I was wondering, what are you doing this weekend? There's a do-over at the tennis club. I thought maybe, you know, we could go out and have a drink. Mike Reed, you know, he's a member there. Mike Reed, the disc jockey, not the comedian. Yeah, who's dead.
Look, don't take this the wrong way, but there's a lot of stuff going on at the moment, and it's a bit tricky.
You're with somebody, I know. Why wouldn't you be? You're beautiful, you're smart. I got caught in the jet stream there somewhere.
It's just I'm thinking of having a baby. So, unless you're into single mums. I'm pregnant.
Oh, congratulations. It's not...
He's lost for words.
Oh. Have you told anyone?
No. So what should we do?
Well, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but what do you want to do?
Whatever you want to do is fine by me. I mean, it's your body.
Yeah, and it's your baby. I won't keep it then.
Whatever you want.
Okay, we'll keep it then.
Whatever you want.
All right, I'll get it adopted.
Whatever you want.
All right, I'll leave it on someone's doorstep.
Fine, I'm easy.
Oh, come on, please. Why do I always have to make the big decision?
Look, it's different for me, isn't it? I've already got a kid. Anyway, I thought you couldn't have them.
Yeah? Well, so did I. That's why it's so, so hard.
Look, let's just say you did have it. What would you do about work and stuff like that?
I don't know. My mum would look after it. She'd be over the moon. She's desperate for a grandchild. Basically got free childcare for life there. I mean, she only lives 20 minutes up the road. Look, this is a lot to take in. I think we should think about it and not make any snap decisions.
Whatever you want.
All right, do you know what? I am going to make a snap decision. I'm having it.
Mm.
And you don't have to be involved. I mean, you can be if you want to be, but you don't have to be. I'm easy. Mm. We don't have to live together or anything, but I'm having this baby.
Mm. Mm.
He stares into space, musing, sighing.
You can go if you want.
Can I? Thanks. No. Stressful. Very stressful.
He scuttles out of the house and she goes to light a cigarette when she clocks the warning on the top of the packet. Smoking when pregnant harms your baby.
So I've got an appointment next month. In the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. In Holland. So what do you reckon?
Oh, well, if you want my opinion, I'd fly Lufthansa. There's 50% more humidity than most airlines. Low cabin pressure, which is good for your ankles.
I was thinking more about the baby.
Of course. Well, yeah, I don't see why we can't try something new later in life, you know? The sky's the limit. That's another aviation term.
If I'm really honest, I get lonely sometimes. Mm. All my friends have got grandkids. They're always at centre parks with them or on some cruise. And the only time I ever see my two is when they want something.
Tell me about it. Mine are forever ponting my air miles.
I know it sounds mad, but having a baby keeps you young, doesn't it? It's life, future, and it's great for your hair. I think I could really get it right this time. I'm wiser now.
You know, it sounds to me like you've already made up your mind.
Do you know what? I think I have. I mean, who cares if my boobs get ruined again? My magnums are going to melt. Thanks for listening.
Any time, whenever you're ready, whenever that is, that invitation still stands.
A pilot who's not bothered by excess baggage, that's the first. Thanks for the flowers. See ya.
See ya.
In Rotterdam, an anxious-looking Anita walks into the clinic. Now she's sitting with the doctor in an office.
OK, I'm not 25 anymore, but I've got more energy than most people half my age. Everyone says how fit I am. Michelle at work, she's 32, right? And I'm twice as fast as her up the stairs. To be fair, she does have MS, but I think she plays it up. Ooh, watch this. Now, I've done the night walk for boob cancer. I've done the day walk for ball cancer. I've done a 3K and a 4K. That weren't for cancer, that was just for fun. And this is me on my vibrator. I can do it on the fastest setting for 20 minutes without breaking a sweat.
A vibration fitness plate.
So, shall we make a baby?
She flashes him a broad grin. Now, at a mobile home site, Joanne's with her dad, Howard, in the bar. He's inserting coins into a two-penny slot machine.
This Clay, do you love him?
No.
Oh, that's a good start. Do you like him, even?
Well, I wouldn't invite him to my birthday party, put it that way.
What does he do?
He's in bubble wrap.
Oh, big bubbles or little bubbles?
Both. He's got bubbles for all occasions.
Hmm, well, that'll come in handy with a baby. He'll be able to bubble wrap all the hard edges.
Yeah. We've only been together a few months. I mean, we're not even really together.
Hmm, I get it. Friends with benefits. We didn't have fun things like that back in my day.
Yeah, well, now we're friends with benefits and a baby, and the benefits are definitely going to stop once the baby's here. And plus, well, we're not even really friends. I don't know what you call that.
Marriage?
Yeah. And the thing is, well, what's stopping me from not having it is that, well, I didn't think I could have children. I just think this might be, like, my one and only chance to be a really bad mother, like Mum.
Oh, no, come on, that's not fair.
She was the one who left.
Oh, she had her reasons. I wasn't easy to live with, you know. I used to put the whites in with the colours. And once I got fairy liquid in the Zanussi. The kitchen looked like a car wash.
Yeah, well, now I really need her. She's buggered off to New Zealand with a load of people I've never even heard of.
Has she? Bloody hell. She never got further than Canvey Island when I was with her. No, look, she's not perfect, but she only wants what's best for you. Even if she does say it in a way that makes you want to grind your teeth into stumps.
Well, maybe when she gets back, I'll get the whole family together and just tell everyone at once, so you'll have to act surprised. Bessie, your surprise face? Wow, that's really awful, Dad.
I'm going to be a granddad.
He wins a note.
Well, 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 this is my lucky day. In more ways than one. Hey, Fallon, I want to buy everyone in the club a drink. 50 quid
behind the bar, whatever they want.
No, no. Oh, I can't accept this. It's not legal tender.
Hey,
it's expired. Look at the Queen. She's still a virgin. Oh, my God. Sorry, darling. What else you got?
Right.
Oh, God.
OK. 2, 4...
Money bags.
6, 8, 10...
That's a denarii.
10.
That's a euro. Definitely don't
Euros
want that.
Oh. A euro.
Come on, that's a slotty.
10.
It's all funny money.
Have you told your family?
No, not yet. They think I've gone to New Zealand for a month to see an old friend that I made up. I wanted to see if it took first.
This is a very big decision.
Tell me about it. I haven't been able to think about anything else. But I know my own mind, and once I've made a decision, that's it. I've never even taken anything back to the shops.
Well, this is definitely something you can't take back to the shops. But if you are happy to proceed, first thing to decide on is your sperm donor.
Oh!
She looks at a catalogue of young boys' faces.
They're a bit young, aren't they? Can they even make the stuff at this age?
No. These are childhood photos of our donors. It's to protect their identity. This way you get a good idea of what your child will look like.
Oh, isn't that clever?
It was all explained in the email.
I don't read any of that bump. Life's too short for terms and conditions. Now, his eyes are too close together. His eyes are too far apart. He's going to be trouble. Not so keen on his earlobes. Big forehead. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yes! Oh, look at him. He's a cracker. He looks just like me when I was that age. This is the one. Now, they said on Loose Women that if you carry the baby, even though it's not your egg and you never even met the sperm bloke, because you carry it, some of you gets through.
Mothers who use donor eggs may actually pass on some of their genetic material to their children through their endometrium fluid. Molecules known as microRNAs act as a communication system between the growing fetus and the mother.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Good. Do you think it's going to be all right? Can I manage this?
If you can't, nobody can.
Oh, aren't you lovely? Shame I couldn't have had some of yours. Not like that, in a clinical way.
1 month later.
Hello, Mum. How was New Zealand?
Oh, yeah, lovely. Lots of sheep. A bit like Wales, but with Australians. I needed some time to chill.
No, a bit me time. Me time? You live on your own. All you get is me time.
I wish I had never offered to bring anything back. I had to get Toblerones for Karen's kids, 3-2 she clapped for Aiden, Tom Ford for Kev down the gym, Duke for Fallon down the club, poison for your Auntie Barbara. I wish it were real bleeding poison. Ray-Bans for your dad. I'll never get the money back. Tia Maria for Grandad Bailey's. Banana tin of Walker shortbread for Bill from the garage. Though why don't go down the co-op and buy some of his bleeding self? I don't know. Oh, yeah. And a beanie boo. For Sally's niece. What?
Nothing. Did you get anything for me?
Yeah, of course. 1,000 fags. Enjoy.
In the bar at the mobile home site, Howard's standing in silence with Aidan.
How's work?
It's all right.
Howard nods his head.
Felix okay?
JJ.
Who?
JJ. I split up with Felix 3 years ago.
Hiya, Howard. What can I get you?
John Smith's, Coke, Scotch and Diet Coke for Anita, and what are you having, Aidan?
What wine have you got?
Red or white.
I mean, what type?
Oh, the grape type from the box.
No, but where's the wine from?
Lidl.
And what region?
Well, the drinks region, by the frozen desserts just by the checkout.
I mean, what country is it from?
Well, I don't know. I don't check its bloody passport, do I? I just twist the nozzle.
I'll have a glass of champagne.
You'll be lucky.
I can do your Schlur.
All right, just give me a cubic metre of the red. I don't know why Joanne couldn't have picked a nice palm.
Yeah, could I have a wafer to go with that?
So what?
Well, I don't know whether it's a pint of bitter or a Knickerbocker Glory.
You're right. Is Mummy here, yeah?
No,
Good, because I need to talk to you about something quite urgent.
I need two of those.
The barmaid pops a wafer in Howard's pint of beer, which is sporting a big head. Anita pulls up at the caravan site in her car. She looks at a reminder on her phone which reads, test time. She puffs out her cheeks, looking anxious. In the bar...
Cancer?
Maybe. I don't know. She had a letter from a clinic in Holland. I saw it on the table.
So she lied about where she was going?
What did it say in the letter?
It was all in Dutch, but... Well, maybe that's why she went away for so long, so she could get, like, treatment or something.
Aidan looks concerned. Now Anita makes her way into the bar. She scans the room, then walks over to the counter.
Fallon! Hey, you're back!
Well, they were waiting for you, okay?
Don't tell them I'm here yet. I need to go to the toilet. It's urgent. Here's your juice.
Thanks. Oh, you might need it. We had a fat bug.
Anita steps into the toilets. She sprays some air freshener, then positions clumps of toilet paper around the toilet seat before sitting down. She pulls out a pregnancy test, then notices the baby changing unit opposite. She exhales, looking nervous.
I don't want her to die. I'm not ready. How will I cope?
Look, hang on. We don't know why she went to the clinic yet. Let's not jump to conclusions.
What if she went to Dognartis, that place where they put you down?
Then she wouldn't have come back, would she?
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask.
Mum!
Stuck behind a bloody learner tractor.
Oh, my God.
Oh! Hi, Mum.
Hello. Right?
What
are you staring at?
I love you, Mum.
I love you too, darling. Why are we here?
Oh, yeah, well, the reason why I've got you all here is because, well, I've got some news. I'm pregnant.
Oh, what unexpected, wonderful news.
Oh, wow, a baby.
That is so unexpected.
Thanks, Dad. But the doctor said that you couldn't have kids, remember?
I know, yeah, but I can now. Well, you could be a bit pleased.
Anita's face drops. She gets to her feet and walks out of the door.
What was that all about? I better go and see if she's all right.
He finds her in the car.
Anita! What's going on?
Anita, come on. You can talk to me. Are you sick?
She lowers her window and shows him her pregnancy test.
What you got Joanne's pee stick for?
It's not Joanne's pee stick, it's my pee stick. I peed on it. I peed on this. And this. And these. And they all say the same thing. I'm having a baby. It's going to be Dutch.